Okay, folks, we're going to change the intro because you know who we are now, and it's 2 p.m. In the Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. Central. I'm Fred McMurray, and that was a new intro from the Markells Audio Lab. Thanks, Greg Markells. I'm with my co-host, Ray Piller, and our special woman's playing co-host, Jane Costu. Ray, Jane, how you doing today?
Doing great.
You know,
we're doing fine. I just need to know that intro. What genre is that? Is that death metal or grunge?
What that is it appears it's a McMurray thing because I gave him five artists I liked and. Yeah, that's what they came up with, and that's after I backed it down a bit. So I thought it was pretty cool. You know who we are, didn't you?
Yeah. Of course.
Very rocky.
Of course it's great. What can you say?
So,
you know.
do you feel like you've arrived now, Fred?
Yeah, that was kind of blowing off the doors there.
So that was the intro. So are you going to have an exit one too?
Well, right now, normally, I think what we'll do is we'll split it in two. So we don't run nearly as long on the first one. But, yeah, I really did want to. It's like I said, it kind of. He said, drink your first cup of coffee as you're getting ready to work after that first cup, and then listen to it. So, Ray, you want to introduce, since we've got our first guest, or our primary guest today, you want to introduce our guest?
I want to, but, you know, we need to get all the preliminaries out of the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, yes, go ahead. Weather.
So how's the weather here in Aurora, Illinois? Well, yesterday I think it was record heat. Yesterday it was record heat, and now we're back into normal 60-degree temperatures. Lots of rain yesterday, and right now it is 62 degrees. It's beautiful out, and enjoying it, the weather. And how about Jane? How about you? What's it like out by you?
Well, you know, it never rains in California, at least not much on the Central Coast, at least not yet this year. It's been fabulous. I've actually gotten a little bit of fall in the air in the evenings. It's been quite exciting. I put a sweater on the other day. It was a new concept. In fact, it was sitting in my closet from last year. I don't switch my clothes out from winter to summer because we're too temperate here, but I actually pulled a sweater out and donned it for the world to see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
Everybody here is getting ready for winter, you know, pulling out the furs and the multi layers of clothing. And the leaves are starting to turn here, believe it or not. But other than that, how about you, Fred? How are things on the left coast?
Always up in space. There was a recent space launch at from Vandenberg Air Force Base, I don't know, anti-missile thing, and unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it. But I saw it in the news. It's really cool. So it's just, if you want the actual weather, as I annoyed people in Arkansas earlier today, it looks like this, truly, from my back window.
From the screensaver straight to you.
You got it. You got it. So, new. Well, oh, big news next week. We should have our first video. Video contributor of content to the show.
Ooh, we're getting some severe echo there, I think. So
yeah, that's what was slowing me down. Okay, it seems gone.
Okay.
Our podcasting software is having problems today. So, how about you introduce our guest?
How about that? Well, I have the pleasure of introducing Jill Abrahamson. Hopefully I got that right. Is that correct, Jill?
You there, Jill? We can see you.
We can see you.
We can see. Okay. So can we hear you?
Not.
We should be
so
there.
Much.
Wait, it still says that. Okay, let's try this again. Like I said, the people here. All right. Jill, are you there? Are you there, Jill?
I see lips moving, but I don't hear anything.
I'm working on the dashboard. It's not us. So everybody online telling me they're not hearing her. I know, folks.
Yeah, but that's what makes this show fun, Fred. I mean, we seem to always just kind of squeak by. On,
well, I wonder, can Jill hear us?
A lick and a prayer.
Yeah, I know. When you're trying to shove 13 systems together, it doesn't always work right. So, while I work on this, folks, we could either play Pillars of Franchising or Ray and Jane could quickly pick up a discussion.
Right.
Oh, quickly
okay.
Picking up a discussion. Well, we can do that.
So, what's new in the shipping world, Jane?
Well, you know, it's funny because people think we ship all the time, and we do. That's, you know, everyone knows the UPS Store ships. But we do so much more than just shipping, and it's the so much more that really keeps us busy in the store at a store level. So we do a lot of printing and live scan fingerprinting, notary, it goes on and on. We actually are a small business resource center handling a lot of the things behind the scenes for our customers so they can go about their business without worrying about it. That being said, we're like every other business where what the customer sees isn't everything that goes on behind the scenes to make it look like it's easy. So, we've got new cabinetry in right now, which means we want to move one cabinet to one place and then that to another, and, you know, it goes on a round robin around the store, which means you need to get corporate involved. And so we're playing a tag with our furniture right now. And setting up our live scan equipment in a new location just to keep us busy while we print and ship and do notaries and mailboxes. How about you? You had normal business
too?
Well,
this past week, we have all of our vehicles that the ladies arrive to clean homes in have tracking devices in them. And about half of them were not working this week. So I've been in constant contact with the company that provides that service for us, and they're telling me, oh, it's because they're old. And I said, well, I'm old too, but I'm still working. That doesn't make any sense to me. So anyway, we've come to an arrangement where we'll probably end up replacing all of the devices in every one of our cars. Unfortunately, what happens is we can't always track where our ladies are, and that means that there may be some customers who we may arrive early at or we might arrive late at, and we're not aware of it, so we can't call them and make, different arrangements. It also affects our software, because our software tracks all the vehicles, and from the tracking, it allows us to give an estimated time when they're going to arrive the next time that particular client is being cleaned. So all that tracking is now lost. But it's interesting. You wouldn't think that something is... And one of the reasons I got into this business, I thought, well, how low-tech can I go? Well, cleaning homes, cleaning toilets is about as low as you can go. But it turns out this is really high-tech. You know, what you don't see behind the scenes, it's really amazing how much we go through to make sure that our customers, our clients, I like calling clients because they are regular. A regular customer is a client, and so we have a lot of regular clients, and we like to make sure that they are well informed of what's happening as far as the delivery of our service to them.
You know, low tech is an alluring thought. My company is anything but low tech. The good news is I've got a great staff I've hired that take care of the technical stuff for me from the store perspective. My print department, they do things I have no idea how to do, some of the magic that they work with their computers for our customers. And I'm so glad to have them there, because if anyone asked me to make a change to this picture or to do a design layout, I would probably be pretty sunk. That's why we actually have kind of partnered with some of our employees, so that their ability to grow with the business, as they make the business grow, they get to benefit from as well. And as a matter of fact, I'm kind of excited about this. For a small retail store, our current production manager will be with us 10 years next year.
Oh, wow.
So I'm thinking that's a pretty good record. So we plan on keeping him around for a while, so hopefully he plans on staying. But, you know, at 5 years, we got him an Apple Watch. I don't know what we're going to do for 10.
Jill, do we have you?
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yay.
Yay, okay. Jill.
Now if we can get you on camera, we're really rocking.
Okay. Do you have me on
okay.
camera?
No, not yet. Don't see. Let's see if we can do this.
Are we live?
Yes,
we are.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
We have a live audience.
Here we come.
There we go.
Hey,
there you go. All right.
Hi, Jill.
Yay, it finally worked.
Hey. So, for our live streaming fans, we worked through it. And actually, last episode was got 6 views on Twitch. And I know that's not a lot, but 6 people actually watched us on Twitch instead of playing games. So, to me, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Ray, do you want to introduce our guest again?
Sure. All right. I'd like to introduce Jill Abrahamson.
Hello,
did I pronounce that correct? Jill is the CEO, the CEO of Job Site Image, a new franchise. Is that correct as well?
That's right.
Of which you are the founder and CEO of.
A co-founder.
Tell us all about this. Sounds exciting to me. You know, this sounds really exciting to me. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So it's a very niche franchise opportunity. It is, from the customer's point of view, I'll tell you about that first, and then I can tell you about the franchising aspect of it. But for the customer, it's for people who are building homes or renovating their homes. And, you know, it's kind of like a little bit of insurance for down the road because everybody, you know, builds their home, and then a couple years later or even a couple months later, they might want to, you know, do a renovation, move a sink, you know, maybe they have a leak, a leaky pipe. So our service, we go in, we photograph all the electrical, all the MEP elements, and we get a really cool web page with a floor plan of their house, every inch of their house, and you can click on it and you can see, you know, living room, left wall, you click on it and you see exactly what's behind that wall. So if you go in to hang a picture or put a nail in a wall, you know you won't be hitting a pipe that's going to cause, you know, flooding or any of that kind of stuff.
So do you use infrared technology, or how do you see the plumbing and the electrical lines?
So we do this for people who are building or remodeling.
Oh, okay, in the process.
So before the sheetrock goes up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's good. That's exactly what I did when I had my house built. I was here every single day with my camera and taking pictures.
Oh, really?
And it was fantastic when I went to do some remodeling several years later. I just pulled up the pictures. Oh, yeah, I've got a water pipe there. Can't take that wall down, or I can't move this wall or put a nail in it or something like that. That's fantastic.
Exactly. So this is a pretty organized system. So the customer gets a web-based page. They click on it and they see, you know, floor number one, floor number two, and in each room they'll see there's photos. They could click on a little arrow and they get the photos and they see exactly what's in there, where it is, so they know. And it's great service for developers, for the customers, and, you know, even it's an inexpensive service, but it's great down the road. They'll, you know, they're happy they have it, and the builders are happy, you know, their contractors are happy because they won't make mistakes. Sometimes contractors, as they're building a home, they may cover up an important light switch or a plug or an outlet, so they can refer right back to it and say, oh yeah, instead of, like, you know, tearing into some expensive new paneling or, you know, flooring or ceiling, they know exactly where to go. So it's a handy little service.
So Jill, do you find that your customers are more often the homeowner, or are they the developers, contractors, etc.?
Both, really. It depends. We do hit both of them. Sometimes with developers, they're building, you know, before they sell. So, you know, we can hit the developers and the homeowners as well. And they're all happy for the service. So, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. But they definitely love having that, the builders and the developers. So it kind of depends.
Now, you
know, sometimes there's a big development going up. But if there's just a house being remodeled, we make partnerships with the builders, contractors, and, you know, for a franchisee point of view, you know, this is a home-based business, and they have to kind of not sit at home. They have to kind of go out in the community, make relationships with builders, contractors, developers, and, you know, reach out to the customers at the local level. But it's pretty easy to find out where the building is going on. So, you know, as opposed to other service businesses, you know, my partner is Leo Goldberger from the Patch Boys. So, you know, his business with the Patch Boys, they you know, need to, they can't find out where the holes are in people's walls. But with this business, you can find out exactly where people are building, and kind of go to the sites and, you know, tell them about the service. So you can kind of really zoom in on who the customer is.
And as Ray knows, Jane may not know, we've had Leo on the show before from Patch Boys. So would somebody be a franchisee of Leo's also want to do this service, job site image? Would you?
Yes. In fact, several of them are interested in it. And it makes sense. It's the kind of the same, I wouldn't say, it's a similar franchise opportunity in the sense that it's home-based, it's low-cost. And the nice thing is the Patch Boys franchisees are driving around giving estimates all day to customers. So while they're driving around, they can kind of see where the building's going on. They have relationships with contractors and builders. So it's kind of a similar thing. But, you know, the job site image franchisee does not have to spackle or get dirty, you know, per se. Patch Boys might not necessarily either. Depends if you're actually doing the work or you're hiring a staff. But job site image is a little different because, you know, it's not sort of like a – it's a photography, you know, skill, which we train on rather than a construction skill.
One of the things that came to mind is during the construction of my home, I had some damage by the local youngsters who were throwing rocks through that foam siding before they put the actual siding on, and they were throwing rocks.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of holes, so I was able to take pictures of that and get the contractor to fix those holes before they actually put up the siding. But another thing that comes to mind is I would imagine someone like a city government would be interested in hiring you to track the progress of a particular structure that's going up in the city, just to make sure that everything is going according to plan. Is that something that you would do as well?
That's something we could definitely do. I mean, we're kind of launching, we're new. There's a lot of opportunity out there. You know, it's not just homes. It's you know, we could work with construction sites as well. So the sky's the limit. But a franchisee could choose what they want to do. So if they have, you know, a kind of a connections in that industry or want to make them, that is definitely something that could happen.
So explain the benefits of having the photos over just having blueprints that would tell you theoretically where the water lines, gas lines, electric lines are.
Gabby, I'll read a blueprint.
That was one of my first questions when we were discussing this business. And the truth is, you know, it's not as detailed on a blueprint. It doesn't tell you exactly where it is. And pipes are rerun. You never know where the source is. And electrical wires are rerun, too. So this really shows everybody exactly where to go and tells them, you know, by the inch, they can pinpoint exactly where the stuff is instead of having a ballpark.
I can comment on that because
Ray. It's that time. It's that time, my friend. So I'm going to cut you off there. It's that time. Want to thank our network, the Link Local Network, for broadcasting our show. You can dial in at 323-580-5755 and the system may let us talk to you, or you can chat on the website at pillarsoffranchising.com. I can see you guys hanging out there, so send your questions. Link Local Network, the Work-Life Balance Network, is going to be launching a new show at the end of the month, where our friend Holly has been off working on the West 420 News. So you'll see that debuting at the end of the month. And another community voice, Greg Markels of the Markels Audio Lab, who did our great rockin' intro that cut your hair in a mohawk, will be debuting a business-based show with Frances Esther, a community voice in California, on buying and selling businesses. So we wish them well. You'll hear more and be able to watch the show at the live video at linklocalnetwork.com. And now a word from our first sponsor. And now, a word from our second sponsor.
Hey, franchise owners. How is your local marketing? Do you feel like you could use some help keeping up with your social media posts and comments and reviews? Do you wonder if you could be doing more to attract local customers? Are you able to identify new movements to your local area? At Westvine, we help franchisees like you reach more local customers.
Thanks, Michelle. We're back with Jill, Jane, and Ray and I. So, Ray, I stopped you before the commercial break. We're back. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to, that's a very good question from Jane, because what a blueprint will do, a general blueprint for a home, as an example, it will tell you where to place an outlet, as an example. But electrician A says, well, I'm going to run the conduit through the attic for that outlet. Electrician B says, no, I'm going to run it through the basement. You know, so it doesn't tell you where, or it tells you where to place the outlet, but it doesn't tell you how to run the conduit from point A to point B. And of course, plumbing and many other things are the same way. So it tells you what it wants, what to put there, but and where to put it, but it doesn't tell you how to do it. Unless it's very, very specific, and generally it's not. So for Jill's, you can then, once you're taking pictures of these bare walls, just 2x4s, you can see where the actual conduits are being run.
That's right.
Right,
okay.
Jill?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah,
so
right,
go ahead.
You can help us explain the service, but yes, that's exactly right. So this gives you really precise locations, which is great. And, you know, another thing is a lot of homeowners, yeah, you can take the pictures, but then you have it in your iPhone or whatever. It's not a great, you know, quality, and then you forget where it is. But this is nice. It's really super organized. It's all on one page. You can access it anytime.
and go right into the floor plan and boom, it's there. So, you can count on finding it when you need it.
Mm-hmm. See, what I like about it is, as longtime listeners know, I'm a fan of the daytime court series. I don't know. Some people are idiots. But to me, it's like I've seen enough place times when you've got a homeowner coming in to sue somebody, but they don't have pictures of what it looked like before or after the last renovation done. So it really helps you document any future issues of damages. Am I right?
Right. And that is something that contractors like, as a service, because it protects them and, for homeowners as well. So it's just good all around for everybody involved. And for franchisees, go ahead. Sorry.
What made you decide to join? What made you decide to join Leo and develop and launch this? You've been in franchising for a while. And what made you go to the idea of the home-based construction business documentation franchise is the way I guess I'd put it.
Well, as you know, some of your listeners might know, I worked on Franchise Dictionary magazine and for the last few years, and in that time I interviewed hundreds of franchisees and franchisors. And at that time, launching the magazine, I was new to that industry, to the franchising industry anyway. So I was just really inspired by all the different people who launched their own businesses. And, I saw that I had no idea, that you could really own your own business for under $50,000. I never knew that kind of option was available in life. So I was inspired, and I heard about every franchise opportunity out there, and I really, really liked the home-based businesses, especially for moms or people who don't want to necessarily be stuck in a restaurant or a place where they have to be there 10 hours a day, something that they could do from home. So this I love because you could kind of really make your own schedule, and it's not a business where you have to be it's not an emergency. You have to take the pictures within a time frame that's before the sheetrock goes up and the insulation goes in, but after all the electrical and plumbing is in. So you have a window of a couple of weeks to go in and document everything, which is pretty nice. So as a business owner, you could really work part time, or you could really go out there and scale the business and have people working for you, however you want to do it. But I love that flexibility. It gives to so many people an opportunity to make money and run a business on their own terms. And that's what I loved about it. It's really niche. It's, there are definitely businesses out there that do this service, but this is the first franchise that really specializes in it. I love that. I've worked with Leo through the magazine. He's an advertiser. I learned about the Patch Boys, which, again, it's another one. It's like super specialized, low cost, and you're up and running in no time. And I just think all those qualities are great in a franchise. So I just saw an opportunity. I'm at a point in my life where I just want to go for it. So I did. And I'm excited. It's something completely new for me. And I loved hearing, again, I loved hearing about all everybody's experiences with franchise. I just got the bug in me. It's exciting stuff.
Good for you.
question. You talked a little bit about the benefits that some of the franchisees would have, the flexibility, et cetera, with your particular franchise. What kind of qualifications are you looking at from the onset and skills that they would need in order to then be qualified for your end?
Sure. Well, I think the main skill is, you know, somebody who has the soft skills, like being able to get out there and build relationships. So they have to understand this is not Dunkin' Donuts. People are not going to come to their door and ask for the service. They have to go out. They have to build relationships with people. They have to go to, you know, community events and be able to kind of talk the business. So they need the good communication skills. They also have to have a sense of entrepreneurship where they need to be a little patient and know it's going to take a little while to kind of build, you know, but the sky's the limit. So that type of person. And, you know, as far as the technical skills, they don't really need photography experience. We will teach them that, and we will give them the equipment they need. It comes with the franchise fee. So that's all great. So it's really, you know, it's really the soft skill. It can't be a kind of a person who wants to sit behind the desk all day. That's not going to work.
So when you do the training, where do you do that?
So we're going to be going out to their location, at least for, you know, some of the first few ones and sort of help them get ramped up. And then it's ongoing as well. But it would be, we would go out to the franchisee's location, help them get started and ramped up. And then, you know, there's obviously the training in the marketing and the business itself and, you know, the construction and the, you know, kind of the tips on how to get business.
So it's on the job training almost.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I have a couple of questions. What does it cost to get into the franchise? And
so the franchise
we talked a little bit about the requirements. You know, general, you know, requirements. No photography necessarily, but a good some sales experience at least. How about construction experience? Is that helpful? But let's talk about the cost of getting involved in the franchise, and then what do you get besides the training? You know, what equipment is involved?
Is there any? What's the specialized equipment? Was what I was wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we provide all the equipment. That's part of the franchise fee, which is $30,000. And we, you know, it's really simple. Once you pay the franchise fee, there's not much other cost except gas, really. We give them the equipment, which is very simple. It's a camera, and we provide the marketing materials, all of that. And once the franchisee goes and gets the job and does the job, they upload the pictures to us, and we put it together for them. So we, you know, it's a pretty simple operation. As far as construction knowledge, I mean, sure, that would help, but we are going to give them all the ins and outs of what to look for, how to photograph it, you know, and where potential problems might be, and all that stuff. So they'll get all that information. So there's no construction experience necessary, but, you know, sure, it's helpful if they have that.
So what marketing materials are included in the franchise fee package?
So brochures, business cards, that type of thing. You know, we're going to get them set up with posts for social media so they can, you know, get up and running on that. But it's more, you know, a lot of printed marketing collateral, that type of stuff. that they can hand out so that it'll help them explain the business.
You mentioned that they upload the first. It's just so mean.
Well, I like to, anytime somebody brings up the M word, I like to give them applause. It's a topic that's near and dear to my heart, so take it away.
The marketing.
And I haven't said, yeah. Your hat is way better than Ray's.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, well, do I need to get a beret?
I'm sorry I forgot my hat.
How would I
really didn't have them. But I saw it wasn't necessary for guests, right?
It wasn't
a requirement.
Once you become a contributor, then it becomes a requirement, but you're
okay.
Not there yet, but we're working on seeing you in hats, aren't we? So go ahead, Jane, ask the question.
So you said that they upload the photos to you. So you take care of all the software and software maintenance and access from customers, et cetera?
Yes, we do.
So how does that work from your end? So you collect it, explain the process. You've got 50 franchisees out there doing work in one area or one country or one state, one city. How do you get that information together and get it back out? And do they have any ability to make changes if they've taken a picture that was off? Do you give them feedback?
Yeah, we're going to, you know, as we grow and scale, we're going to have staff that does it. So that's our royalty fee is higher because it includes that service. And it's a way for us to keep everything very standardized across the board. So, yes, we have the software. They don't have to worry about that. We're going to give them kind of a system on how to shoot the photos and exactly, you know, kind of like a numbering system for every job. It'll be the same. And, you know, we created this to make it easy on them and for us to sort of have a, you know, standard across the board.
So if I'm a customer and I hire a person to come in and do this service for me, and then I have questions on what was done, or it's later on, let's say they've moved on into another career, I would still be able to call your company as the customer and get the service that I need?
Yes. Yes, we're going to handle the calls at the franchise level. You know, they're going to, you know, schedule the jobs and all of that, but yes.
Okay.
This is the coolest thing I have ever seen.
Question
it is
that comes
totally
to my
cool.
mind from a potential customer perspective, and I would imagine you have probably many different packages, but let's just standardize this and say a typical 2,500 square foot home.
If you're going to take too long on the question, I'm going to cut you off and tell you it's not time for the second commercial break. Yeah, well,
right.
I knew the way you were going, you were going to take 2 minutes to get the question out, and Jill wouldn't have any time for the answer. So
okay.
I'm going to cut you off there, and you can ask
it
on the other side. So go ahead. We're going to hear from – we want to thank the network, LinkClicker Network, for allowing us to broadcast our show here. You can you can go to the website and chat there because BTR is having problems today and no way I want to decimate the sound quality any further. So chat at me on the pillarsoffranchising.com and we'll get your questions asked. And now from our friends at FCC. Thanks, Nick. Just to reiterate, if you call the number, you can get that free book. And we're back. As a reminder, if you go to the Pillars of Franchising.com website, you can get either Nick's book, The Franchise MBA, of which I have a copy right under my camera. And you can copy that, or you can get a copy of our co-host, Holly A. Ford's book. So, Rick, back to you.
Back to the question. The question was, a typical, let's say, 2,500 square foot home, I'm having it built. I would reach out to your service. What would it cost me, and what packages would be available?
So it's around 50 cents a square foot, and that may, you know, vary as per area, but, you know, that's pretty much the package. It's like, you know, there's one package. It's like just document your home. So
okay.
We don't have the Uber Zoom in package, but maybe we should think of that. But honestly, no, it's really just, you know, a thorough documentation of the customer's home. And, you know, for the franchisee perspective, that comes out to, you know, somewhere between, you know, $1,500, $2,000 a job, and they could do the job in, you know, a few hours. It's not a bad gig. It's not much overhead. So it's a nice little home-based business.
Definitely. I could see. I know there's a lot of people looking for to get into a business, you know, low cost, something they can work from home. But I also see, like, you know, if you have another franchise, this would be an easy add-on if you have people with spare time. You know, they could add this on to something else they're already doing. So,
absolutely.
Fred, you look like you have
something to say. I was going to say, are you thinking about it in your non-pillars?
I'm always thinking, Fred. that's a problem.
Well, you
all right,
know,
Jane.
I've heard the term side hustle a lot. You know, and I'm not saying this couldn't be a full-time thing, because it definitely could, but it could very well be, a nice little side hustle for somebody who has a seasonal business or has, I keep going back to women. It's a nice business for women. Moms, you know, kids are at school, go out,
okay.
You know, don't have to pay employees, you know, all those things. Really opens up some doors, you know. Moms who have kids, they want to be home by 3 o'clock, you know, and be there for their kids. So that's a nice thing. Retirees, or you know, somebody who owns another franchise, if you know, somebody who likes to go out and kind of, you know, talk to people and, you know, enjoys that kind of thing. It's great.
Yeah.
So what are you doing to market your business? Get franchisees
as
in.
As far as the franchise itself or the franchise itself?
Right. How are you getting the word out to potential franchisees?
Oh, well yeah,
I'm Pillars of Franchising.
You put me on a show. No, we're going to be working with IFPG, and you know, we have social media, and we'll be doing some shows, so lots of different ways.
Well, IFPG is a huge huge funnel. We had Red on. He
did.
Got Aska. Yeah, we had Red on. He was fun, cracking me up. I think we cracked him up too. I don't think we ever get to release that video though, but that's a powerful one. Congratulations!
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So, okay. You know, and of course, just kind of the power of social media is huge. So we're getting it out. We're kind of marketing towards photographers and women. But like I said, it's for a lot of people. It's a great gig for a photographer too, because, you know, it is photography, and a lot of photographers have kind of freelance lifestyle. They do jobs, they have time in between. This is a nice way to use a camera and, you know, make some extra money and, you know,
so
build their business.
All right, so before I ask the Addison question, that actually brings up a very interesting question, because what geographic areas have you targeted so far?
Well, we, you know, we're on the East Coast, but we have interest now. We have a few candidates who are pretty close, even as far as California.
Really?
Yeah, but we, you know, we're in the process of talking to people. You know, of course, there's still, you know, Pennsylvania and South Carolina, the East Coast kind of mid-Atlantic region.
I may even know somebody in Santa Barbara for you.
That'll get you out on the West Coast.
Okay.
That'll get you out really well, wouldn't it? Lots of need in Santa Barbara, I could see, especially for when the fires come through. Wow, think about that. Wildfires would be a business builder for job site image in California.
Yeah. Oh, insurance company.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're throwing you some ideas here.
Yeah, we're coming up with all sorts of things here.
So we'll go to my granddaughter, Addison. She's why I do, and now her younger brother, Max. But she's going to be celebrating her second birthday in 10 days, and I'll be in Chicago there. Only a heart attack stops me, and that ain't going to stop me. So I'll be there, and I'm really excited. So the question is what would you tell my granddaughter, Addison, is one of the secrets to being successful in life as a woman in a professional career?
Don't listen to what everybody else says, and do what you're passionate about, and just go for it.
Always listen to Grandpa.
Yeah, that helps too.
There's
or Grandma. Well, no, always listen to Grandpa. Sometimes listen to Grandma.
You're going to get yourself in trouble, Fred. You stop quick.
Yeah. You need to stop right there, Fred.
I bring raisins. I know I'm safe.
Raisins.
Yeah, my granddaughter.
Raisins are the new Skittles. Is that it?
Well, they're healthy, and Grandpa brings them. And when Grandpa found out, she loved them. Grandpa started bringing her California raisins every trip.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
Grandpa and raisins are branded. So, shall we go down? We've got to find it. Shall we go down the rabbit hole?
The rabbit hole.
Are you all ready for the rabbit hole question?
Uh-oh.
There's
a
dog on the spot. He's ready.
Yes!
And the puppy.
Oh, and
so
the cat.
He's got a new puppy.
Oh,
okay. I apologize for this.
No.
Pretty that way people know we're alive, and we may
That's
get
real.
More viewers just because the dog's running.
Yeah, my dog's been in the video a couple times.
Oh, my goodness. I apologize. Should I get them out of here?
No, just leave it. That's all good. It's all good. Because they may actually blend into your answer of what is your franchise or your franchisees, your staff, seen evidence of the coming zombie apocalypse?
I don't know. I don't know, Brad. I didn't actually think you were going to ask me that. Pretty good. So here come my kids who I told to get out. Please.
Ask them about the zombie apocalypse. You can ask them about the zombie apocalypse. They may know more.
They probably will.
They may face it one day, that's for sure.
See? All right. We'll let you off the hook.
You know, Fred, I can tell you, Jill's company stands ready with cameras to document everything that happens between now
and then.
There you go.
I would have thought because they're going in, they would see evidence of like people have hidden in walls or you know, stuff like that. So, whoa, and we've lost the rabbit hole. So I kind of figured that. Quick, go back to the. We'll go to. Yes. Oh, nope. We're not going to. Yes, we are. There we are.
There
we'll
go
back.
That
is
back
so
to space.
Cool.
From the hole to the space.
I think I'm going to have to get one of those.
Well, I got to put a plug in here for my company. Might as well. If you're changing, backgrounds there.
Having fun with backgrounds. I love it. So, Ray, since you've done that, do you want to ask the last question?
The last question is, and probably the most important question is, if someone is interested in your franchise, how do they get a hold of it?
Well, they can call, go on jobsiteimage.com, or they can reach out to me on LinkedIn, and this is embarrassing. I have to look it up right now.
Well, don't worry. Everything is going to be posted on Pillars of Franchising webpage.
Pillars.
Everything's there. So, all the links, right, Fred? All the links,
although we'd love to get your FDD on the site, too.
Got you covered.
877, my job site. I don't know why I blanked in. I should have that memorized. It's very easy. 877, my job site. Or, again, jobsiteimage.com. All the contact info is on there.
Right.
Who wants to say goodbye, folks?
Goodbye, folks. Jill, thank you so much. Good luck with your new franchise.
Jill.
You guys are going to rock.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like a winner. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Pillars of franchising. Pillars of franchising.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.